What's up, beautiful people, and welcome to Inside Out Empowerment, where we are examining the science of personal excellence through the very real experience of today's most powerful thinkers, professional athletes, and the world's greatest entrepreneurs. We learn the mechanisms for designing the life and the results of our dreams, starting from the inside out. I'm entrepreneur Joshua Nussbaum and your host. Just watch me now.
What's up, lovelies? So I've been utilizing the new Instagram feature recently, the one that has a little prompt that you can have people ask you a question and you can change it and you can alter it to specify it, right? I love those, by the way. I feel like it's such a damn good excuse to prompt somebody's thought processes to be able to ask you a specific question that they're struggling with or having trouble with when, you know, I get a ton of DMs and people reaching out, but I like that you can kind of pick a lane and drill down in a specific direction. So if you're an influencer, you're building your brand, I highly recommend you use that thing. If not, to post people's responses, just to be able to reply to them directly, because it gives a really good excuse for somebody to be able to reach out in a way that is them-centric instead of you-centric. In any case, I asked what is something that people are struggling with or could use help with as it relates to their personal brand or building their business. And I actually got an interesting inquiry that made me think and decided to turn it into a brief little 10-minuter here in audio format, because I think it's worthwhile and it's something worth considering. Whether or not this question is something that you've dealt with yourself in the past. So I asked what people needed help with, and a chick responded to me, actually a pretty badass, sizable person on Instagram, saying, I could use more help gaining legitimate admiration versus just building a following. I feel like anything that I reach out to or reach out for, blog posts or a lot of people's content educationally that they put out, talks a lot about Instagram's algorithm, or in building your following, it says, you know, be authentic, be genuine. It's either generalistic or it's ways to kind of, you know, make sure that you're responding back to people's comments or specifics for things that Instagram rewards you for. And not a lot of things touch on this. So I figured I'd take 5 minutes here and rattle off some good distinctions. So number one, if you're looking to gain legitimate admiration and you want people to look up to you, the way to not do it is by bragging. It's not the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and it's not like the loudest and the most badass, I did this, I got this, is the one that wins. In fact, I think it's quite the opposite. Not that you achieve in silence and don't share what you're good at, but look, life is a mirror. You look around the world and the people that are, the things that are bothering you are generally something inside of yourself. Either A, it's a shortcoming that you possess and contain that you don't like about yourself, or B, it's something that you have tried to rectify your relationship to in the past and have failed at. I've talked a lot about that in the past, but the truth also works in reverse. So, you know, I've said, like, if you spot it, you got it. And everybody obviously knows, like, the basic principles of the law of attraction. Here's the number one, I think, most powerful way to start programming your mind and behavior and communication to attract admiration. And it's simply to give the admiration that you are seeking. If you tune your sensory acuity to look for the traits in others that you admire, not only does it open up the flow, not only does it loosen the energy and make you feel more approachable, not only does it feel validating to other people when you reach out and you actually spot something that they are putting effort into and doing well that you actually genuinely admire, but your behavior is a constant example of how you are giving others permission to behave. Imagine that people are parrots and they emulate each other, or, you know, when you're around people, their mannerisms or their tonality or their style of humor tends to wear off on you. You're doing the same thing to everybody else that is exposed to your way of being, to your content, your communication. And if this is something that I do naturally, but as I've expanded my reach and expanded the amount of deals I'm doing and people that I'm interfacing with, the more I've put conscious attention on shining a spotlight on the things within people that impress me. And I think the best way that I can explain why this generates admiration towards you, not even necessarily from that person, but it shows others what it's like to be interested instead of interesting. It starts to build a following and build human beings in your circle. And I don't just mean a social following, I mean like within your office or within your social circle. When you're like, dude, you know what I really admire about blah, blah, blah? It starts sinking that muscle in the groove of them considering what they admire about that person. And a lot of people are so used to jumping to criticism or, oh, that was sick, and then getting off it, instead of like actually considering each piece that it took for somebody to do something, that muscle is, if not atrophied, definitely underutilized. So the number one way to generate admiration is to start fucking giving it. Look around the world, look around your platforms, look around your environment, and start admiring the way people do small things. This in and of itself, by the way, is gonna open up so fucking much besides for just you being admired. It's not even funny. The amount of resistance that will melt away from you just fucking spotting what people are good at and what they are doing well is uncanny. It almost seems fake. It's like funny when you start to see the energy shift when you look around instead of like jumping on the bank teller for not moving fast enough, admiring how good their handwriting is. And this is not just being all peachy and seeing the positive and everything. This is more like looking, especially for the things that you want to be admired at or for, you better find some people that you admire for those same things and start watch that two-way energy to start getting in sync, and it will loosen so that the amount of inflow you're able to attract skyrockets. In a nutshell, give the admiration that you seek. Number two, ask yourself the super important question of, what am I good at? And a lot of people go through these exercises when they're first starting their brand or first starting their personal brand, or you know, they want to write a book, but they're not quite sure of the subject, or they want to launch a channel, but they're not quite sure which vein, you know, they'll be able to stay in the most consistently. I think it's a super good practice to do, I don't know, at least a couple of times a year, because it allows you to set a frame, set a box. And it can be a larger box, and then there can be smaller boxes within it. But I think you ask yourself what you're good at, and this might also be helpful, is to go ask like 4 or 5 or 6 people in your immediate circle what they think you're good at, or if they could only utilize you for one thing for the rest of their life, or for, you know, the next year or foreseeable future, if they could choose one thing that you could do for them, what would it be? A lot of times the questions will surprise you. But let's say you know what your lane is. Let's say you know what your theme is and what your channel is based on, or what your podcast is based on, etc. Make sure that the things that you're communicating are from that space of what you're good at. You know, I see a lot of really badass influencers, people who I really, really like them as people, under showcasing the things that they're good at besides for just being hot or booty pics or tits or ass, or you know, they have like an inspiring message, but like the picture has nothing to do with that message. I think if you want to be building people that admire the way you do things, choose what you're good at and then expose those things that are worthy of admiration, not just attractive attention-wise. Here's another thing. Pick something you're good at. And if your skill set is not robust enough, pick a new skill. Like one of the things I'm really good at is learning. Grab something. If you're not happy with one of your existing veins that you've been operating in, choose something that you're not good at yet, but believe you will be because of other skill sets or traits or qualities that you possess, and share the process of you tackling it. You know, a lot of the time you can admire somebody not for how well they do off the bat, but for how well they do at not doing well off the bat and sticking to it. You know, if you knock loud enough and long enough on the door of success, of competence, of confidence, whatever it is, eventually you're going to wake someone up and it's going to answer. Pick something that you're not great at, but you want to be, or a parallel skill set, and share your ups and share your downs along the process. And not only will they be learning with you, but they will also, your audience and the people that are watching this will be exposed to maybe some traits about the type of human you are, more so than the skills that you possess. And a lot of the time I admire people for the traits and the qualities about the type of human being they are, more so than their skill sets in certain fields. Lastly, and this is much easier said than done, third way to gain admiration as opposed to just a following, and it sounds very intuitive, but I want you to call yourself and audit your shit. Look at places in your life where you don't do this. The third way to gain admiration as opposed to just building up a following is to practice saying what you mean unconditionally. So what you mean, what you think, what you feel, like speak your truth, especially when it's not popular. And I almost want to say, for those of you that tend to be people pleasers, which a lot of people are, more so than they even give themselves credit for, the more uncomfortable, the better. You know, I think Tim Ferriss was talking about an exercise where you go into Starbucks and you order a coffee and they tell you the price, and then you try to like negotiate the price down to see if you can get a discount just to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Look, I don't want to train a bunch of social rebels that whatever the crowd says or whatever the way the popular flow is going, they just say the opposite just to be polarizing or just to get a reaction because they think that somehow that gains admiration. Because let's be real, like being a rebel without a cause might have been cool in high school and might have been like funny, and the rebellious piece had like a cool allure to it when we were younger. But when you're actually trying to get people to work together within systems and like move mountains and accomplish big things, it's really fucking obnoxious when you just have that person in meetings that disagrees just for the sake of playing devil's advocate, or disagrees just because they feel at home being against the grain. I think there's a certain investment strategy, or there's insight to investing, that if everyone's running away from something, you should run towards it, you know, as far as like markets and bubbles go. This is not that. I more just mean, if you constantly speak your truth, and if somebody says something that you 90% agree with, instead of just being like, oh my God, I totally agree, catch yourself and be like, I agree with most of it, which is a less socially warm sentiment. But if you can consistently get in the habit of saying exactly what you mean, and this doesn't mean walk around being an abrasive prick, then people will be able to count on you and rely on you for giving your real two cents. And this doesn't mean to just be polarizing for the sake of being polarizing. It just means to maintain like an unapologetic authenticity. And by the way, it doesn't mean you have to have opinions on everything either. If you don't know, I don't know is a perfectly acceptable answer. If you are not really that opinionated, then I would say, this is what my general sense, this is what I kind of think, but I'm also not really attached to that opinion, and I'm open to being moved and to feel or see things differently. Go through your day and really just put effort and thought into, where do I say things that are compromising that unrelenting authenticity, or where I'm saying something that's mostly what I mean but not entirely what I mean, or when am I pandering to the crowd and saying something that I believe is popular instead of what I think inside, where when you know the lights are turned down and the microphone is off. So those are my three quick answers for how to gain and build genuine admiration and get people to actually look up to you instead of just following you. So quick recap. Number one, give the admiration that you're seeking. Tune your brain into that frequency and set the example of what it looks like to admire instead of to be admired. So many people are aiming for that like king of the hill position. I'd way rather be in a learning position, calling people out for the stuff that they do well. And you're gonna watch, people are gonna wanna hold up their mirror and show it right back to you when you create a space of acknowledgments. Number two, ask yourself what you're good at. Make a list of some of your skills. Talk to some of your closest people in your circles. Ask them what they think you're strongest at. And if it's too general, ask them specifically, if you could use me for one thing to help with anything in your world, what would that one thing be? And then make sure that your communications outwardly are coming from your skill set, not from I'm hot, not from I'm rich, not from I'm cool. And look, coolness is something that like I don't generally possess a ton of, like style points and what's in and what's like trending or whatever. I mean, I know from my analytics, but if I were to just look at something, I wouldn't be like, oh yeah, those ripped jeans would go really well with this type of washed blah 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 shirt. Like, it's just not the way my brain works. So when I'm like talking about what's cool and what's in and what's trending, I talk from a very like analytical standpoint. So my strength isn't necessarily what's, you know, dictating what's cool, but my strength is being able to use numbers to be able to guide what is making my decisions. So that's the place that I talk from. And then number three, practice saying what you mean, what you feel, what you think in its entirety, not just the part that will be well accepted. And the more unpopular it is, or the more uncomfortable it is to be voicing that, again, not just to be arbitrarily combative or abrasive or rebellious, but if it is your truth, then speak it. And you're going to watch that people will start to admire and start, at the very least, to be able to depend on you saying what you mean, instead of being one of the people that jump into groupthink or being one of the people that says what they believe is going to be popular. I hope those were helpful. This isn't a crazy, long, elaborate episode, but I feel like I was typing these things out to one of my followers that responded to a question of something that they wanted to gain insight on, is how to, you know, her numbers are doing great, but I don't know if like what sparked this, if it was like the depth of her following or, you know, what makes her feel like she's not gaining actual admiration besides for just you're hot. But when I responded to her and I highlighted these three quickies in a DM, I figured that it was something worthy of consideration. Guys, if you like this, if you valued anything, if you gained any insight, please do me a favor, screenshot this episode on whatever platform you're listening to it on and post it on your stories, tag me, RevLabsPrez. And I've been having fun actually seeing a lot of guys that I wouldn't otherwise interface with, guys and girls. I really appreciate when you reach out and let me know via DM. But when you share on your story, it allows me to see it and share it back to my story, especially with that new Instagram feature that makes it like a one-touch thing. I will be in communication soon. Guys, thank you for stopping by. Inside Out Empowerment is written and produced by me, Joshua Nussbaum. When it comes to all things editing, mixing, mastering, I have to give hats off. Resonate Recordings has been amazing to work with. If you have a podcast or you're thinking about starting a podcast, I knew I had a bunch of stuff I wanted to say, didn't really know how I was going to go about putting it into podcast format, get it into an RSS feed, upload it to iTunes, all that stuff. And the owner of Resonate Recordings, Jacob, has really stepped up to the plate. Go ahead and mention Inside Out Empowerment when you talk to them, and you'll get your first episode mixed and mastered for free. If you guys are looking to level up your life and be entertained in the process, go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss my weekly podcast. I'm highly responsive. Please, I'm going to leave the show notes below, complete with all the ways you can connect with me on Instagram at RevLabsPrez, on YouTube at Joshua Nussbaum. This is here for you guys. Please reach out, connect, like, comment, subscribe, ask me questions, tag me. I'm here for you. Let's tailor this bad boy and live an empowered life. Talk soon. Just watch me now.